We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Live from Bouray on the historic Oxford Square, this is Rev Talk on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield in partnership with Super Talk Mississippi Media. Rev Talk is brought to you by Bouray, Oxford's upscale down-home restaurant on the square. CSpire. In CSpire country, blazing fast speeds live where you do. From gigabit fiber internet to nationwide 5G coverage. See how CSpire can bring you up to speed today at CSpire.com. By Coca-Cola. Fans, there's magic when we cheer together. Let's create some magic with an ice-cold Coke. Cheers. And by Gentile, the official apparel partner of the Ole Miss radio team. Now, let's go live to Bouray on the historic Oxford Square. Here's the voice of the Rebels, David Callum.
And indeed, welcome to Bouray. Hello, everybody. How you doing out here? Woo. Got a good crowd?
Good crowd.
On a Thursday night, getting ready to head to College Station to take on Texas A&M. I hadn't figured them out. They're kind of Auburnish. Not that we don't bounce around
Auburn-ish.
A lot, too.
That's a good one.
They're the Texas Aggies. They don't say A&M of that part, but they are Texas A&M. We got anybody from Aggie land? No Aggies in here to help explain it to us. But we're looking forward to going over there. It's a beautiful facility, great matchup, and should be a lot of fun as we get to College Station. Rebels coming off a tough one with LSU. Got off to a good start, kind of slipped a little bit, and didn't get that one done. Hey, we got a great show for you tonight, though. We're going to start the show here in just a few moments with Rebel head basketball coach Kermit Davis. He's going to be in the house.
There we go.
And then after that, we'll have Lane Kiffin, the head Rebel football coach. And we've got Rebel offensive lineman Mr. Broker is going to be here, and he's already showed up. We're looking forward to having him, too.
Punctual.
Yeah. And give it up for my buddy here, Brandon Hudspeth. Hey, B-Hud.
What's going on? How's it going, DK?
Man, good. How about you?
I'm good. When you said I can't figure them out, I thought you meant like they're like Auburn in that, you know.
Oh.
Like the state of the program, I guess. I thought that's what you meant.
Well,
you said,
there's
I can't
some
figure
validity
them out.
To that, too. Trying to figure out. I'm sure they're trying to figure out what's going on. It's a very young team.
It is.
I noticed, you know, working on the depth charts and all, that they play a ton of young folks. And regardless of how good they are, sometimes you get youth mistakes. We've
that's
seen
right.
that a little bit with some of our young folks, too.
A lot of five-star players and a lot of talent. They'll be a tough task. At their place, Kyle Field's a really hard place to play with 100,000 people there. It'll be a big crowd. Obviously a night game, so that's going to be a huge part of it. Playing at their place at night, you know, with a rowdy crowd. So we've got to be prepared and I think Coach will have them ready.
Yep, no doubt. Hey, let's start. We might even take some questions for Kermit, too. Tell everybody how they can do questions tonight.
So you got two.
Yes, you got
a few different ways. We have three different ways you can ask questions.
Okay.
Number one, you can get on our live stream on Facebook.com/Ole Miss Sports. Go to the comment section, put in your comment, but you can put in a question there, and we'll do our best to get it on. The second way is if you're on Twitterverse, you can go to @OleMissNetwork, ask a question there, find the Reb Talk post and ask a question on that. You can tweet @RebVoice, R-E-B voice, that's DK's. You can tweet @me, B_HUD, H-U-D. I will certainly ask your question if you tweet directly at me. So that's the best way to do it.
Number three, is
if you're in-house tonight, you want to ask a question. During the breaks, Kelsey and Evan will be walking around with some little slips of paper with pens. You can ask a question and get it back to them, and we'll do our best to get it on the show.
Hey, we're honored again tonight to have the Ole Miss cheerleaders and Rebelettes. Y'all give it up for them. Hey, gang. I got to visit with them earlier. We got Lane from Brandon, Mississippi. Wave at them, Lane. Megan is from California. Brenda's from Arizona, right? Arizona, Chandler, Arizona. Hannah Grace is from Meridian, Mississippi. We got any Meridian people in here? No Meridians tonight. Okay. And Kaylee is from Batesville, Mississippi. And last but not least, Mary Grace is from Austin, Texas. She hates Texas A&M, right? Well, sort of. Oh, yes. Really? Thumbs down. Go Rebs. Okay. Hey, they're going to leave us hotty totty as we go to this next break. Let's do it, Lane.
Are you ready?
Hell yeah. Damn right. Hotty totty. Got somebody here to help me. Hey, click that rich and Ole Miss by them.
More Reb Talk coming up on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This place right here, this is C Spire Country. It's where Matt's sister scheduled her wedding on a college football Saturday. But luckily, he's a man with a plan. A wireless plan with blazing fast 5G, so he can stream the game right on his phone. One eye on the nuptials.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
The other on the action.
Go! Yes!
Welcome to C Spire Country, where our game is red hot.
5G not available in all areas. Capable device required. Visit cspire.com for details.
Nights out on the square, Saturdays in the Grove, or locking the vault with the Rebel faithful. Being an Ole Miss Rebel is special. That's why Renaissance is proud to offer the Ole Miss Instant Spirit Card. Get your Instant Spirit Card today by opening an account at any Renaissance location and get access to our mobile banking app, which lets you check balances, transfer money, and make deposits anywhere you go. Spend with spirit with the Renaissance Bank Ole Miss Debit Card. Renaissance Bank, understanding you. Member FDIC.
We'll be back with more of Reb Talk right after this on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Chris Jakimick, I served in the United States Air Force and I deployed 3 times.
being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA, is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again, then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hotty Toddy Ole Miss. More Rep Talk from Bure on the Square continues now. Here's David Kellum.
Up in right wing. Penetrates. Feeds it left side. Rodriguez. Left corner. Morrell. Fakes the three. Pulls up. Short corner. 15. Footer. Good. Wow. Nice pull up jumper. Rebounding is interesting. Florida 12. Ole Miss 6. Got to even that up. There's a run through steal for Ruffin. Ruffin takes it all the way down for the layup and scores. And dribbles toward the baseline. Hangs for a bank shot off the edge of the glass. No good. Rebounded by Hunter. He ends it Morrell in the corner for a wide open three. Rebels with the ball with 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Ruffin driving 2 seconds. Floater left hand. Good! He forgot the shot clock. Kermit screamed at Deshaun. The clock, the clock. Got on him, and then he got hurt. Doggone it. Hey, y'all, give it up. Rebel head basketball coach Kermit Davis.
Thank you, guys. Great to be back with you.
Man, some great highlights from Ruffin, and hopefully he'll be back healthy and ready to go. Robert Allen and all of that. And the hoops is here, Coach. We're just around the corner.
It is. We've got three practices until we have our exhibition game, West Georgia, on Tuesday night. And, you know, when you kind of get square jam and our tip-off celebration, and then basketball is right here, football obviously in a great start in week 9, you know, at Texas A&M. But I think our fans are going to really like our team. Deshaun is healthy, kind of went through a full practice. We scrimmaged Clemson DK Sunday in a closed scrimmage. We can't really have any details. It was good for both teams. Clemson's got a really good team. And Deshaun didn't participate because of a little groin injury. But today he went for the full time. Josh Mabala, our really kind of highly touted transfer from Buffalo, didn't participate. Could have, but kind of a hamstring. He participated in the whole practice today. So we're getting close to full strength, and I think these guys are going to really like our squad.
We got Rebel Essence cheerleaders behind us. Can't wait to see them in the pavilion. Lane told me that you had them over to practice. They got to meet the players and take some shots. That's pretty cool.
It was good. I mean, I'm telling you, like, we all know national champions, and we're so blessed. There's a lot of winning going on in athletics. But, gosh, when you got the best cheer squad, pep bands, and the bands in the country, and these ladies and guys doing unbelievable jobs. It was fun for us last night. And you know what? They can shoot. They shoot free throws almost better than some of our guys. Yeah.
Oh, now Lane's getting a big hit over there. He's going to want to be able to your designated free throw
Lane, did
shooter.
You make one last night? You did?
He did.
Okay.
He Very did. Good. Very good. Raised nearly, $8,000 for cancer research, too. That was cool.
We did. On Tuesday, we do a kind of a Make Kermit Pay. And for every student that shows up, they pay $1. If you make a free throw, pay $10. If you make a half-court shot, I give you a brand-new pair of Nikes, and I pay $500. Well, we had about 900 to 1,000 students show up. You know what our student body shot from the free throw line? 8%. All right? They're willing, but 8%. So they didn't get in my pocketbook quite like I'd wanted to.
Yeah.
But we had a lot of fun. It's great doing things that, especially philanthropy with the students on campus to raise money for Coaches Versus Cancer in our state. So it's a great cause.
Hey, we may have some questions for Coach Kermit from fans, do we?
We do. Linda Harper in the room here says – she knows the doubleheader on November 7th with women's basketball team. She wants to know, why don't we do more doubleheaders, or do we have more doubleheaders planned for this year?
Yeah, you know, doubleheaders are hard just from a simple standpoint, and we're fine with them for sure. But you have to clear the arena because women's basketball is like general admission, and then except for the flooring. And then with all the priority seating for men's basketball, you have to clear the arena to go. So it's hard to have kind of back-to-back games with that. But Yo and I were great. We did the tip-off celebration together, DK, that
right.
You emceed was
right.
Was terrific. I think we have three. two of them are Saturday afternoon games, and we have nationally televised games. And I think the women go before us maybe like 4 hours before us. There's a lot of times, maybe three times, that you can catch men and women's games on the same day.
Yeah, and that's more than normal, so that's a good thing.
You have a lot of transfers coming in. You added a couple transfers last year, but you had an incredible freshman class coming in. What's the jail process been like for that group with a good kind of mix of older guys that are transfers, but also these, you know, 18-year-olds stepping on campus for the first time and, you know, kind of intro to SEC?
It's amazing the age difference now on your team. I mean, I have four 18-year-old kids, young men, but, you know, just freshmen, that, you know, they're athletic and all that, but they're just like we all were as freshmen, you know, trying to find their way. You know, great 12th-ranked recruiting class in the country. Then I've got in December, I'll have seven graduates on our team. Guys, you know what? My wife just gave me a note. She needs the car keys. So this is real life stuff, right? I mean, it just
– Hey, girl, just walk up here.
It's just real life stuff. It never hides from you, ladies. So I get it. Yep. So, you know,
and you always get the last words in, and they got to be yes, ma'am.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, and I promise you I'm going to answer that one right there. She's the head coach at home for sure. But really is. I'm like, Ty Fagan's going to graduate.
Yeah.
And I think I'm right. We have seven graduates on our team. And you got four 18-year-olds. So, I mean, it's a big difference. And so it's a great question. Lane and I have talked a lot about it. I mean, you can, like in the NBA, you can form these super teams. They don't work. Mm-hmm. You know, so the whole thing now is a leadership process. So we have a leadership council. And now, Brandon, I don't put them in freshmen, sophomore, junior, and seniors. I have returners, freshmen, and transfers. Mm-hmm. And so I put one freshman on the leadership council. I put one transfer on the leadership council. I put three guys returning. But you have to have a voice from all of them, even the young guys, as well as the older guys who've been at other schools, and maybe they have good suggestions that maybe their team did from some other place.
Looking at the schedule, great home schedule for our fans, right?
I think it's the best home schedule in the history of Ole Miss basketball. And I say that because you've got Temple, who some people think is going to win, the American Athletic, Central Florida, a really, really good team, Chattanooga, who won their conference, Valparaiso, which that's about as historical a game as you
pay
see.
Payback Valpo,
deal.
Right?
Exactly right. So the old Rebels owe them one for the NCAA tournament. And then yeah. The SEC, Kentucky, Tennessee, LSU, Auburn, Mississippi State, it just goes on and on and on. Texas A&M. So you've got a great home schedule. So it's going to be a fun year in the pavilion.
Got another one, Brandon?
We talked about this before. Offline, just you and I kind of talking about just when you talk about a makeup of a team, you've talked about, you know, the leadership council and all that. Would you rather have a team made up of experienced older guys that have been through the rigors of the SEC or big-time basketball or super talented freshmen that step on campus and are all Americans and have McDonald's arches over them and the whole deal?
Well, we all want arches. We all want McDonald's Americans. We all want one and dones.
Yeah.
But if you ask what wins usually NCAA tournaments and championships is experience, mm-hmm. you know. And Kentucky did it for a long time with those one-and-done guys, you know, but it's been hard. Last year we played Kentucky on Kentucky's senior night, and they started four transfers. I mean, that's Kentucky. The blue blood of college basketball started four transfers and one high school guy. So, I mean, it's obviously we need a mixture. We've got a McDonald All-American on our team and Deshaun Ruffin. We've got a really talented high school class. But I just think that experience of guys like Matt Morrell, who I think the athletic today, you know, the athletic listed him as probably the most underrated player in college basketball.
I saw that, yeah.
And I totally agree. I mean, he's a guy on a lot of draft boards right now. I think he's going to be a draft pick, and I think Matt's going to have an unbelievable year.
You've been in the league a while, associated as a player, coach, assistant coach, yada, yada, and you know what it takes. And we see our league getting better and better and growing. And it's almost an unfair question because I know you need some samples to see. But how do you feel about this team going into this season?
Yeah, I mean, I love our team. I love our locker room. We've been, you know, we're trying to get healthy. A healthy Ole Miss team, I think, is we compete right in the middle of everything. I think you look at football. I mean, Lane's team last weekend. I mean, you play LSU. I went to the game. You just forget, like, LSU is so talented.
Right.
Playing in front of 100,000 people. And Lane's team got beat up. And that's just a, you know, it's a combination that hurts you. So our healthy team, I love our chances. I mean, obviously our goal is to try to win NCAA tournament games, compete for an SEC championship. The league's the best it's ever been in the history of the SEC. this year in men's basketball. There's no question about that. So, but that's a good thing. A lot of opportunities for us.
Deshaun, when he went down, was playing so good. Even in that game against LSU, he was just phenomenal. Got the win there and all. So I know that one of your desires would be to see him back 100% and to be as effective as he was then and even beyond, because the ceiling for him is still way up there.
Yeah, he's healthy. Last year, he's top three point guards in the SEC. Healthy this year, he's as good as any point in the SEC. And I know he's 5'8", 5'9". He's one of the most dynamic players in college basketball. We just got to get him. If he can get healthy for about 4 or 5 straight weeks of just practice and games and practice and games, his basketball IQ is really, really high. I don't know if really the Ole Miss fans really kind of understand. Shouldn't, because you hadn't really seen him, you know, healthy. But he's not there yet because he's just working off that injury. But it's amazing what he and Robert Allen have done off the injuries. Robert should have been 13 to 14 months, came back in 8.5, 9 months. Mm-hmm. Deshaun sometime is way out there. They work so hard, great training staff. They got back early. We're still real mindful of their minutes, but they're both doing really good.
Well, and you talk about Robert Allen, too. Everybody needs a Robert Allen. I mean, he's a glue player, could do so many things. For when he went down last year, he was our second leading rebounder. So, boom, all of a sudden you lose that. But it's got to be nice to have him back, not only with his skill set, but also his leadership, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Robert obviously finished, I think, like a percentage point out of Mr. Ole Miss. So he brings a lot of the qualities just besides being a really good basketball player. You know, we beat Memphis last year. We were 7-2. We had just beat Dayton, who beat Kansas in the championship game in Disney World, beat Memphis. And I loved our team. And then, you know, Deshaun was out. Then Robert Allen blew his knee out. He's one of those just glue guys that just – he averages 6-6, but he's your best screener, best defender. But then we still had a lot of opportunities, DK. You saw it. We had to finish games better. We didn't. So we got to get that corrected. But it's sure good to have Robert back.
No doubt.
We have a question here on the live stream from JP. It says – sees recruits at a lot of football games. Can you walk us through, JP would like you to walk us through, what a visit's like for a recruit when you bring him in during the fall season to hopefully get him signed for the for the winter?
Yeah, you know, we have 4 commitments in this 23 class, and the class is right now 10th in the country by ESPN.
Wow, that's
and,
awesome.
So it's good, you
that's
know. Great. So it's and I tell you what, you guys play a big part in that. Oxford plays a big part in that to their families. You try to explain it to the moms and the dads, but they get here, they feel it. I mean, I'd love to, you know, we can take you through a visit. Like, some of these guys have been here 4, 5, 6, 7 times. But a guy who comes on his first time usually gets in on a Thursday night late. The official visit will start on Friday. Obviously, you know, the academic piece is still good. Ole Miss has such a great reputation with that. And I'll tell you what gets them more than anything is just the people. It is. I mean, our facilities are pavilion, one of the nicest in the country, the TUI practice facility. All the different things are great. Whether we take them to a baseball game or football game where there's no athletics going on at all. Think about tonight. We got a Thursday night, and in any restaurant you go to, you have to have reservations to get to, right? This is
right.
Oxford, Mississippi.
That's right.
On a non-athletic weekend, and that's just where we are.
Yeah.
And so you can bring them in on any time, and they have a great time. But I'm telling you, it's the people. It's the student body. We have such a diverse student body. I mean, really, we're trying to recruit out of state. You could probably ask these young ladies up here and, you know, from all over the country. And you ask them, and they have such a great experience at Ole Miss. Never underestimate that our guys get on visits. They don't only ask our players. They ask students they meet. And they love Ole Miss. They talk so highly of it. They talk so highly of the people at Ole Miss, the family atmosphere. And you know, as moms, if your child went to Ole Miss, how you feel when you drop your son or daughter off as a mother in Oxford, you feel great. And that's the same thing, Brandon, for our mothers that come visit.
Well, hey, we appreciate you. Thank you so much. Basketball's around the corner for our men and women. Get your season tickets. Cheerleaders, Rebelettes, lead us into Hottie Toddy as we tell Coach Kermit Davis.
Thank you, DK.
So long. Thank you, my friend.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim.
We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
The Grove Collective is here to support, elevate, and protect the well-being of all our student-athletes through a wide range of NIL opportunities and initiatives. The Collective is designed to deliver a best-in-class NIL experience worthy of the student-athletes who give their all for Ole Miss. Visit thegrovecollective.com and learn more about the premium access and experiences the platform provides for our members, corporate partners, and our athletes. To support all Ole Miss athletes and their NIL platforms, please visit thegrovecollective.com and become a member.
Reb Talk continues following these messages on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bouret is Oxford's upscale down-home restaurant on the square. Now for more Reb Talk, here's David Callum.
Back to throw, dart, deep, down the middle. Mingo, he's there. He's got it. Did he hold on? Yes, and down at the one-yard line. First and goal, Ole Miss.
Pistol formation. Judkins is right behind Dart. He brings Heath in motion. Hands it off to Judkins. Straight ahead into the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss. The Rebels strike first. Handoff, Judkins powers into the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Dent looks at Cruz. He's ready. There's the snap. It's a perfect snap. The kick has plenty of distance, and Jonathan Cruz drills it. Boy, what a weapon. And Ole Miss goes up 17-3, and the fake to Bentley. Back to throw. Dart wants to fire. He's got his man, Heath, at the 30 to the sidelines of the 25 to the 20. They're having trouble staying with Malik. It'll be a 48-yard field goal for Jonathan Cruz. Well in his range. He's 6 of 8 from 50 or more in his career. Snap back, kick on the way. Got plenty of leg. It's a sidewinding kick, and it goes through, and the Rebels regain the lead. Five wides for LSU here on second and one. It's almost like a free play, if you will. Trips to the left, twins to the right. There's the snap, a three-man rush. Jaden has time in the pocket. He's going to step out, try to run. He's hit by Coleman and dropped. Coleman late. Blitz through, got him, dropped him at the 48-yard line. That is a huge play because Jade looked like he was going to have green pasture and a lot of run there.
Each week our highlights from the previous game presented by Graduate Oxford. Start your game day off right. Visit Graduate Oxford, just steps away from the University of Mississippi's campus. Whether you're in town for a big game or a local Rebel looking for some pre-tailgate grub, Graduate Oxford is the smartest place to stay for Ole Miss fans. We do have Rebel head coach Lane Kiffin, y'all. Rebels getting ready to head to Texas. Take on Texas A&M and the Aggies. Hey, don't forget, too, Gentile's official apparel provider of the Ole Miss Network. Check out their new collection of Ole Miss apparel available now at gentileapparel.com or at Landry's on the square just across the way. Next time you're here in Oxford, Gentile Apparel is a proud partner of Ole Miss Athletics. You're listening to Reb Talk here from Bouray. And, Coach, looking for a bounce-back week. Got off to a great start with LSU, but couldn't finish that one. Now we move on to A&M.
Yeah, we did. You know, started well, and really both sides, 17-3. And, you know, I don't like how the game finished at all, but I'd be a lot more worried if we were just dominated from the beginning. We had all these major issues. We have the ball in our hands on the 10-yard line with 3 minutes or 4 minutes left in the third quarter to go ahead. So didn't feel like that afterwards, but that was the case. So can't let that happen again, and got to learn from our mistakes.
Banged up a little bit in that game. We had some guys that went down, and I know that we try to hold back on our injury reports and all, but hopefully we get some of those guys back for A&M.
Yeah, obviously, you know, when you go without your starting tailback, and, you know, on defense when Cedric's either not healthy or he comes out or playing limited, and then Troy Brown coming out, obviously that impacts us a lot. So hopefully those guys will be back this week.
Cedric gets 2 sacks, and what did he play? 5 snaps? 10 snaps?
Well, he limped around. He did his best.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah, he really did.
What a warrior. Hey, we're going to take some questions. We'll take a break, come back with Coach Kiffin with some questions. Y'all give it up again for the cheerleaders and Rebelettes who came here tonight. Thank you, guys. We appreciate you. Got a picture with Coach Kiffin. Got a picture with Coach
Davis.
They didn't
even want the picture. You make them. You're like, hey, don't you guys want a picture? They're like, well, I guess. Like, we lost this week. I don't want a picture.
We want to get everything we can get out of him before he leaves, right? But, hey, you guys are great. Where's my Batesville girl again? Anybody from Batesville up in here? There you go. I knew we'd get somebody in the building from where some of y'all are. Hey, thank you guys very much. We'll have questions next on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Hey, y'all. I'm Steve Azar inviting you to escape to Pearl River Resort, where the fun is going nonstop. Go off the deep end at the South's most exciting water park, Geyser Falls. After the thrills, test your skills at the Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. There's dining delight and love at first sight. And it's always no work and all play at Silver Star and Golden Moon Casinos. So come on, leave it all behind and head to Pearl River Resort.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Ole Miss Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
We'll return to Reb Talk after this timeout on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in 2 different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hotty Toddy Ole Miss. More Reb Talk from Boure on the Square continues now. Here's David Callum.
Hey, my Michelle's the proud sponsor of Ole Miss Athletics, and they're great at catering. Let them elevate and ease your Grove tailgate experience. Check out the Grove menu at mymichellesoxford.com. And also, Exxon want to remind you, you can score $10 in bonus points. Hotty Toddy fans, sign up online for the Exxon Mobil Rewards Plus program with the code OLEMISS10 at emrewards.com or on the app to get this $10 signing bonus for a limited time. We're live at Boure. Folks, got some good food going here at Boure. Hey, I saw your mom's shirt. She's got a nice Halloween shirt on. Pretty cool looking shirt.
Yeah, you said that. I hadn't noticed it.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
You're in the spirit, right?
Yeah, she brought her boyfriend Thad with her.
I love it. All right, we're going to go to some questions for Coach Lane Kiffin. What you got, B-Hud?
We got a question here from Chase on our live stream. He says, are you going to take Juice to meet Reveille this weekend in College Station? Is it Reveille? Yeah. Reveille? Yeah.
No, Juice is not going on the road.
Oh, man. Rough.
There's been discussions about it. I think you got him at the hotel and, like, I mean, let's just be honest. The juice you guys see is not the juice I see all the time, okay?
We like juice better
he's
than
at that
you.
Age,
is that the deal?
Like the dog guy says, he's at that age. It's like a teenager. Like it's, you know, up and down. And so he's kind of good around you guys, and he comes home, and he doesn't behave quite as well. So, plus I have a theory, too. He goes every day. They pick him up, and he goes to, like, camp over there.
Yeah.
You know, at Wild Rose. And so they have him on leashes. He's, like, best behavior. And then he knows when he comes back, he doesn't have to do any of that. So when he gets back to us, he goes run around the office, gets in all the garbage, yeah. like, goes home, jumps on the couch.
He's a smart dog. He said, I'll behave it.
This morning on the way to work, he chewed my car. Like, literally, I turned around, and, like, the armrest, he's yeah. chewing it through the leather.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's probably not good for the warranty.
No.
No.
Trade value is going to fall dramatically.
Dealer car.
I think you can handle it.
Another question from the live stream here. It says, can you talk a little bit about the dynamic between you and Coach Weiss for offensive play calling during the game in a game environment?
Okay.
Well, sometimes I take it early. You know, like this week, first quarter, I called the plays. And then I thought I got us up 17-3, so I thought I'd let him call him after that. And that didn't work out very well.
You know, he's
– I love that.
I know yes. you're excited about having added him to our staff, though.
Yeah, he – when you've been with someone before, obviously there's a comfort zone working with them. And so to be able to do that versus someone new coming in and having to restart, especially when we lost all three coordinators and the strength coach. So that's really your four most important people. So to at least have someone come in that you knew before was very valuable.
How tough was it not to have Evans last week? And hopefully we can get him back.
Well, he's your veteran running back too, you know. So it's very critical, not just your starting running back, but a veteran that has been in big games. And so, you know, I think he'll be there this week.
I think we got a couple questions here about I'm going to combine them for time, both about Jackson State. So College Game Day coming to Jackson, Mississippi this week, which is really unique for the state as a whole, obviously unique for their program. The question is playing Jackson State something that you feel like you would have interest in and something from an in-state brand would be a good thing for us?
Well, this should tell you how locked in I am to our game. I
you
had no idea
that?
What you were talking yeah. about.
College Game Day is going to Jackson for
wow.
Southern and Jackson State.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's yeah. good. They've been yeah. to state, Ole Miss,
set
Jackson
up in a pothole.
State.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So as far as playing them, I don't – I mean, scheduling so far out and, you know, I think that would be good, just like Southern Miss and any in-state teams. And I just think – the cool baseball series when you see that, like when Southern Miss played and
right.
Ole Miss and stuff, how cool that was.
No question. Doubt. Got another one?
Yeah, question from the room from Greg. Says, a lot of talk prior to the season about culture with all the new players in the mixture. How would you assess your culture to this point of the season?
I do think they've done a good job. You know, it's like I've said before, kind of joking, it's like a blended family, you know, that's coming from all over the country and coming together. So I think they've done a really good job.
We have a little in-house audio issues we'll try to get solved. We'll take a break and come back and get some more while Joseph works on that. And hopefully we can get it going for you, but we still have our folks online with us as well. Hey, Country Pleasing Sausage, a family-owned company in Florence, Mississippi, is a proud supporter of Ole Miss Athletics. Now being served in concession stands, just say Country Pleasing, please. And don't forget about the Ole Miss Golf Course. Weather's still good. One course you don't want to miss, if you haven't played, we encourage you to do so. You can call for tee times or download the new app from the Apple or Google Play Store. Shop unique lines of golf apparel and merchandise, including select baseball national champions gear. Follow on social media to learn more about all the Ole Miss Golf Course has to offer, or visit online at theolemissgolfcourse.com. The Ole Miss Golf Course, exceptional golf, uniquely Ole Miss. More Rep Talk from Boo-Ray coming up from the Ole Miss Radio Network.
At Bank Plus, local means more than a location. It means working alongside our neighbors, making decisions locally, supporting our community, and rooting for the home team. Local means customer-first service you can count on, day in and day out, in person or online. We're with you whenever, wherever you need us. Local is a commitment and our promise to you. Bank Plus, it's more than a name. It's a promise. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Bank Plus is now open in Oxford, just off the square on South Lamar. Go Rebs and Hotty Toddy.
Great game days start with Hotty Toddy.
And when you have powerful towing and payload, you're ready for anything. No wonder Ford F-Series are America's best-selling trucks 45 years straight. The Ole Miss Rebels in the 2023 Ford F-150. Greatness starts here. Visit your Mississippi Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Reb Talk will return right after these messages from your local station on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Bouret is Oxford's upscale down-home restaurant on the square. Now for more Reb Talk, here's David Callum.
And indeed, welcome back to the Oxford Square and Bouret. Got a good crowd on hand. Everybody having a good time? Try to get the speaker going and keep you happy for sure. We're visiting with Coach Lane Kiffin. We got some more questions. We got Nick Broker coming up in just a moment. We'll have him around the corner. What else you got, B-Hood?
I got a few more here from in-house. We got one here that's asking about, with the recent headlines, a lot going on with the team we're playing this week, how do you keep your players' focus out of the news, off social media with everything, and suspensions and whatever, and on the game itself?
Well, I think that's almost impossible to completely do nowadays because they're going to be on it. It's going to be sent to them. It's going to be everywhere. So, you know, we just have to worry about what we can control and talking about staying focused and, you know, getting to 1-0. This is a very, you know, valuable 1-0 when you have a bye. So, you know, I always say, hey, you get to sit around the next weekend and half the teams in the country lose and, you know, it's not going to be you. So it's a great feeling going into a bye, and certainly would be a great feeling being, what is it, 8-1 going into a bye.
Yeah, no doubt. And they're a very talented team. They've had some, you know, tough you know, plays here and there that could have gotten them some more wins.
Well, yeah, they're whatever, four yards away from beating Alabama. So,
yeah,
that should tell you a lot at Alabama.
Got another one?
Dude, Bolton asks, how would you expect crowd noise at Kyle Field to affect the offense Saturday night?
Well, I think we dealt with that last week and actually did a really good job with that. Knock on wood, when you look at, you know, the no false starts and how they played and stuff. We need to do that again.
Big old place, by the way. Oh, my gosh. 100,000 there, too.
It is impressive. Anna Robinson from in the house says, the first few games we won, you wore a white hoodie. We lost the game, you didn't have on a white hoodie. Are you planning to wear white hoodies from now on?
Correct.
Correct. He is going to wear white hoodies from now on.
Nike only gives us white hoodies from now on.
Good question. Good question.
And last one from in the house here. We got John from Oxford says, Coach, I noticed that one of your non-quarterbacks has a great arm. I drew up a trick play. Can I drop it by your office this week? Maybe you could run it at the game this week in College Station.
Sure.
Sure. Correct and sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Bring it on. You'd never turn down a play, would you? You'd look at any.
We look at it. We're open to anything.
Any play from anybody.
You're going into that game, you hoped that Evans could go, and you talked about this post-game and during your press conference this week about, you know, the workload of Judkins, and you felt like he was okay with the amount of work you gave him. But I think people, again, don't value necessarily the experience of an Evans who – sees things a little differently than Judkins does, and it just gives you another dynamic piece of the offense. If he's unable to go, what do you see that running back room looking like, and who's got to step up to kind of take that next that next carry.
Well, like I said, we're very hopeful that he will, and there is something to experience. You know, Q played great, but he played 71 snaps, and, you know, you see the runs and stuff, and, you know, there was something on really on the interception that he's supposed to do on that I think a veteran player or him with more experience would have done, and so that wouldn't have happened. But those are the things that are going to happen with freshmen.
But, wow, what a year he's having, and it's just been phenomenal, and arguably the best freshman in the country right now.
Yeah, he sure is. And hopefully Bentley will be fully healthy this week, which he was very limited last week to help as well.
You know, we forget he scored 4 touchdowns out of the gate early before he got hurt.
Yeah, he sure did. I mean, he was an all-conference player where he was at before 2 years ago, so he's very talented.
You talk about compounding things, and we got into that second half, and things didn't go obviously as planned, or we'd be sitting here 8-0. But when you look at the defensive side of the ball, do you feel like that was our offense kind of started sputtering a little bit, so our defense was on the field more, or do you just feel like it was kind of a product of everything happening all at once, and the train got going, and before you knew it, we were too far down the track?
Well, there's good and bad to everything, and the one bad thing about our offensive system is when it's bad because it's really fast, and so it's not good for defense. So when it's good, it's really good, like the first quarter, but then when it's bad and there's, you know, a couple 3-and-outs in a row, they're really quick turnarounds for the defense. And that was the case. So that obviously doesn't help. And games really can, when you run this offense, once they go bad, unfortunately, they can kind of go really bad, which people, I think, take too much into, because either you win or you lose. You know, you get a loss. And so whether they score, you know, a lot more points at the end of the game because of how you're playing on offense, you know, and we even had a chance where we could have punted, you know, but, you know, there's no chance of winning when you do that.
Yeah, right? No doubt. A&M team has got a running back that's just phenomenal in A-Chain, who's not only all the fantastic rushing numbers, he's their second leading receiver. You know, everything seems to be around him. So the obvious thing was, can we stop him?
Yeah, very quick, very fast, 10-300-meter runner.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to really keep him in front of you because he's very dangerous.
He's returned 2 kickoffs for touchdowns, 1 last year, 1 this year, and he's still back there doing that too. So they've got him in the mix and everything.
Yeah, they do. Anytime you have somebody like that, you know, he can change the game. So we've got to do a great job against him.
All right, got another one?
We have a question about J.J. Piggies. Somebody wants to know, in Oxford, Taylor wants to know if you feel like he could maybe give you some snaps at fullback.
Ah,
I do. But we don't play with a fullback. But if we did, that would be good.
Yeah.
No, he actually would be very valuable to us, but he also plays a ton of snaps on defense. So, if he wasn't over there, we would definitely move him and use him.
As a copycat league, how do you feel like you have to make adjustments going in there? Do you think it's adjustments, or do you think it's just running your game plan as you put it forth going down there? Do you think there's things that maybe you have to tinker with and change because it is such a copycat league?
Well, I think you're always – I mean, they're really good coaches. These are the top coaches in America, you know, not just head coaches, assistant coaches. And so you always got to try to be thinking what they're going to do in advance and things, and always trying to change. And on the JJ thing too, it's more difficult for us to use someone like that because our guys stay in the game usually, because if we sub, then they slow sub and they take forever and they slow us down. So it's harder to use somebody for just a few plays.
Well, and another thing too, he's gained snaps on the defensive side. He's made some really good progress for you with KD at nose tackle.
He sure has. He was banged up there a little bit, and I think he's getting back to fully healthy.
What a great athlete, though. Wow, right here,
he
Oxford,
is.
Mississippi. Hey, speaking of great athletes, we got one that we're fixing to bring up here that blocks everybody. Is that true, Coach? I think it's pretty true, right?
It is.
Nick Broker's next, right here at Boo Ray.
Touchdown!
Saturdays in Seaspire Country are sacred. Just ask the Jackson family. Dad's watched every one of his alma mater's games. But now that his daughter's graduated from her school, she doesn't want to miss her team either. Luckily, they've got fanatically fast Seaspire fiber that lets them both stream at the same time, with bandwidth powerful enough to unite a house divided.
Welcome to Seaspire Country, where our game is red hot. Visit Seaspire.com/fiber for details.
Nights out on the square, Saturdays in the Grove, or locking the vault with the Rebel faithful. Being an Ole Miss Rebel is special. That's why Renaissance is proud to offer the Ole Miss Instant Spirit Card. Get your Instant Spirit Card today by opening an account at any Renaissance location and get access to our mobile banking app, which lets you check balances, transfer money, and make deposits anywhere you go. Spend with spirit with the Renaissance Bank Ole Miss Debit Card. Renaissance Bank, understanding you. Member FDIC.
Hotty Toddy, you're listening to Reb Talk on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hotty Toddy Ole Miss. More Reb Talk from Bure on the Square continues now. Here's David Callum.
And welcome back to Bure and Reb Talk. We are honored now to have our player interview brought to you by Guthrie's Chicken on 1506 University Avenue in Oxford. Everybody give it up from Springfield, Illinois, Nick Broeker.
Hey, Nick. How we doing?
Good, man. Great to have you. I just noticed your 31st consecutive start last week.
Yeah.
That's a bunch. 43 consecutive appearances, did not miss a single snap a year ago, and named SEC Offensive Lineman of the Week after the Tulsa week, Outland Trophy watch list, on the Lombardi watch list, preseason All-America, preseason All-SEC, fast-tracking to being an All-American at the end of the year as well. And we are awfully honored to have Nick Broeker. No more rat poison. Jeez. We don't hear Coach. There we go. Try again.
I was going to say, you want any more rat poison?
I mean, yeah,
you can't
I do rat
tell
poison
the guy how
with
great
the players
he is all the time.
I know. You don't care about any of that mess anyway.
No, huh? Just want to win games.
Telling someone's ranked ahead of him in some PFF rank.
Oh, then he's
going to
get mad and he'll block us off the table for sure. Coach, tell us a little bit about Nick and how important he is to that offensive line.
Really a great leader by example, by how he plays, how he finishes, and very unusual that he can play all three spots. You know, he can play center for us, as you guys know, guard and tackle, but very unusual situation to have somebody like that that can help you so much. And then also, you know, helps – you got freshman tackles that he helps also.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting to have two young guys on the edge. You know, tell us a little bit about that room, Nick, in general. And we've got some pretty good depth there too.
Yeah, this is probably the deepest the room has been since I've been here, just from a talent standpoint and just overall, you know, depth at each position. You know, sometimes guys have been playing out of place the years before, and now it feels like everybody's kind of in their own, like, true natural position that, where they should be at.
We had Jeremy on a little bit earlier. I think he was scared to death at first, you know, on the rep top. Then
he warmed
up, and then he was good. Was he scared to death?
Well, that was polite. You say he warmed up. I didn't think he ever warmed up.
You don't think he ever warmed up? He'll still knock you silly, though.
Yeah, no doubt.
From a leadership standpoint, have you felt like you've kind of grown into that with the offensive linemen, too?
Yeah, definitely. And I was pretty fortunate. When I came out as a freshman, I always had a really good group of leaders like Royce Newman, Alex Givens, Ben Brown. And those guys really helped me a lot. And, you know, it's kind of my turn to pass down some of the knowledge, you know, kind of being later on in my career.
Got off to a great start with LSU, and then things turned in the wrong direction. What have the players talked about this week, getting ready to kind of flush that one to get ready for A&M?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Kiffin tells us all the time, you know, we've proved that we can play really well at times, and now it's time to kind of put it together for a full four quarters. And like you said, we came out really hot and just kind of faded out. But that's something that we've really focused on this week as a team and as a group of players, is kind of putting together a full 60 minutes for a full game.
You played in front of Matt Corral, had a wonderful career. Now this dynamic young quarterback, Jackson Dart's back there. I think we're seeing him grow up, you know, every day, though. Have you been pretty pleased with his progress?
Yeah, definitely. I think every game, every practice, every snap, he's getting a lot more comfortable, and he's getting a lot more trust in not just the offensive line, but, you know, the running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, you know, everything. And he's really talented, as I'm sure everybody's noticed. You know, some of the throws he can make and some of the plays he can make, some of the arm talents is really something you can't teach. And now he's starting to kind of put everything all together, I feel like.
Got great receiver group. We bring in these running backs. You know, we didn't know anything about them before the season started. Zach's obviously got this incredible experience and all. And then there's this freshman that you guys are blocking for. Does he amaze you guys in the front line as much as he does us in the stands and in the press box and all?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And he kind of amazed us, like, the second he really got here. He enrolled early in the spring, and you could kind of tell right away he was just different with how he just approached the game and, you know, did his workouts, attacked the film room, and things like that. And then what you watch him practice, and you're like, wow, this guy's different. Like, this guy's really special.
Coach, what would you like to see the offensive line do the rest of the way? Where are some areas that we can get a little bit better as we go down the stretch?
Well, I think maybe just in the pass protection, and that's really the young tackles, and it's new for them, and they've started playing better players as the season's gone along, especially last week. So
right.
We're very twitchy players last week. Now they're going to have really big players this week. So really the challenge on the edges.
You know, Nick, obviously you're probably going to have an opportunity at the next level, and you've worked real hard to get better and better. Evaluate yourself right now. What do you think about Nick Broeker?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've played well. I feel like there's definitely still another level I can get to and play at, and that's something I'm definitely still striving for, is to kind of, like everybody else, you know, put together a complete game. You know, I feel like in this league it's tough to say I'm going to play perfect, because that's just, you know, sometimes I'm just completely out of the equation playing against other great players and things like that. But, you know, I still feel like there's another area I can get into with some of my footwork, definitely in the pass protection and things like that.
You know, Caleb's been good for us too, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been awesome, and he's been, you know, great for us just from a communication standpoint. Center's the one who kind of gets everybody in line, everybody in order, and he's done a great job communicating with everybody.
Tell us about school. What you majoring in? Are you about through? What's the story?
I'm almost done. After this semester, I'll have 9 hours left.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, right. I'm a general business major with a minor in sports administration.
Oh, cool. So you're going to come back and work for us someday, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
After the pro career?
Yeah, no doubt.
Coach, go ahead.
Coach, do you think there's a thing as being too aggressive as an offensive lineman? Because I feel like Broeker sometimes is way down the field blocking. Pettis is way down the field blocking. And that's a lead by example thing that you talked about when you introed him. But you coached offensive line for half a season that one time. Do you think there's such a thing as, like, too aggressive, or do you want all your guys to be like, all right, block them until the whistle blows?
I think that's very similar to, like, the quarterback, you know, running over people. You know, it's like, okay, you want to have that, and then you can coach out, like, stopping at the whistle, you know, and when you're too far down, you know, like when the ball's dead and stuff. And so that's a good problem to have. It's really hard to teach the other way, to try to teach someone to be like that, to be aggressive.
You know, developing an offensive lineman, too, we sometimes forget that takes a while. So to have two freshman tackles that are playing at the level they're playing right now is pretty impressive.
Yeah, definitely. And just knowing from personal experience about being out there, it's a really challenging thing, especially when you're kind of just thrown into the fire right away. And they've both handled it really well, not just from a physically playing standpoint, but, you know, like mentally, I think that can be really challenging too, kind of having the mental capacity to understand all the concepts and go out there when things are kind of shaky and in a tough environment and kind of get through it all.
I was noticing some of the guys you got to deal with up front with Texas A&M, like every SEC team, they're all good, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. You don't get a week off.
Don't get a week off. Hey, y'all give it up for Nick Broeker. Thank you, Nick. We appreciate you. And Coach Lane Kiffin, good luck with Texas A&M. Thank you bunches as the Rebels get ready for that. Our player interview brought to you by Guthrie's Chicken Finger Restaurant. Visit their new location at 1506 University Avenue in Oxford, or call them at 662-380-5522 for all of your catering needs this fall. For a full list of locations, visit them online at GuthriesChicken.com. B. Hutton, and I'll be back at Bure in just a moment.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim... Jim,
we're on the air. Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
The Grove Collective is here to support, elevate, and protect the well-being of all our student-athletes through a wide range of NIL opportunities and initiatives. The Collective is designed to deliver a best-in-class NIL experience worthy of the student-athletes who give their all for Ole Miss. Visit thegrovecollective.com and learn more about the premium access and experiences the platform provides for our members, corporate partners, and our athletes. To support all Ole Miss athletes and their NIL platforms, please visit thegrovecollective.com and become a member.
We'll be back with more of Reb Talk right after this on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure and pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide to this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Bure is Oxford's upscale down-home restaurant on the square. Now for more Reb Talk, here's David Callum.
Hey, don't forget the Mississippi Hospital Association congratulates Mississippi Hospitals on being ranked among the best of the nation, ranked number one in low cost and number 18 in quality. They do such a wonderful job sacking illness, protecting your family, paving the way for better health. Mississippi Hospitals and their healthcare heroes are for you. The Mississippi Hospital Association, thank you hospitals and their frontline heroes who sacrifice so much take care of all of us. Well, B-Hud, we're heading to College Station. You're getting to go, too, aren't you? The Rebels, 6:30.
Yeah. We're going down. It'll be good. We're taking some clients, so we're excited about that. That's a cool venue to go to. If you've never been to Kyle Field, you should definitely plan that trip. Maybe not this time, probably a little late, but next time, make sure you plan that one. And just so we're clear, the Nick Berkey thing, I like that he's aggressive and blocks way down the field. Yeah. I'm a fan of that. I wish all of our guys would do that.
No doubt. So Chris Helsel's got the credit card, so you can eat free.
I hope so.
Hope so.
He probably
don't forget
like
the credit card.
He probably got like a prepaid Visa card. He's gonna give me. And like, when it runs out, it's out. We probably got $6.
$8. Yeah, $6 or $8 on it for sure. Hey, airtime on the Ole Miss Network is 4:30. Join us for that. Gary Darby and Brett Norsworth will crank that up. We'll have Harry Harrison and our crew from College Station, way atop. It's way up in the air for sure. Ole Miss and Texas A&M. We look forward to that one. We'll be back in 2 weeks for Rep Talk. We've got an open date next week.
Off next week. Well-needed break for this crew.
Thanks to Mr. Kennedy over here and Mr. Riley and everybody else that helped us. See ya.
You've been listening to Reb Talk live from Bure, located on the Oxford Square on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield. Reb Talk has been brought to you by Bure, Oxford's upscale down-home restaurant on the square. C-Spire. In C-Spire country, blazing fast speeds live where you do. From gigabit fiber internet to nationwide 5G coverage. See how C-Spire can bring you up to speed today at cspire.com. By Coca-Cola. Fans, there's magic when we cheer together. Let's create some magic with an ice cold Coke. Let's recycle and re-enjoy it. Cheers. And by Gentile, the official apparel partner of the Ole Miss radio team. Reb Talk is an exclusive presentation of the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield in partnership with Super Talk Mississippi Media.